When a major electricity user promises to install acres of solar panels and almost become energy independent, well, you'd think environmentalist activists would cheer. But Six Flags Great Adventure in Ocean County, New Jersey is hearing boos for its solar plan because of all the trees it will chop down in the process. WHYY's Katie Hyler reports.
Summertime in Jackson, New Jersey sounds like wheels creaking on metal rails, followed by screams of delight. Six Flags Great Adventure is Jackson's largest summer tourist destination and also its biggest energy consumer. The park uses enough electricity to power more than 3,000 homes. This past March, Great Adventure received approval to build a 21.9 megawatt solar facility, the largest in the state, on 90 acres of park property. It would generate 98% of the park's power needs. They just have to cut down 18,000 trees first. At the southeast end of the Great Adventure property are 130 acres of undisturbed natural forest. Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, walks along the sandy dirt road that cuts through the wooded area.
So we're walking down Reed Road, and on our left-hand side is the Pinelands National Reserve, and on our right-hand side is the 90 acres that Great Adventure is targeting to bulldoze for their solar installation.
The forest that belongs to Great Adventure looks identical to the protected forest just across the road. The park purchased the land in 1974, 4 years before Congress created the Pinelands National Reserve. But until this solar project, Great Adventure seemed happy to leave the forest as is.
You know, we've seen hundreds of companies around the state go solar, and that's a great thing, but it's not a great thing, and it's setting an awful precedent when you're chopping down a forest to put up solar panels.
90 acres seems small when compared with the 1.1 million acres protected in the Pinelands, and Great Adventure promises to plant 25,000 new trees. But environmentalists argue clear-cutting these 90 acres would disrupt a sensitive ecosystem that includes the Kirkwood-Cohansey Aquifer, which supplies 1 million people with their drinking water. Several environmental groups filed a lawsuit against Great Adventure and its solar installer, KDC, on the grounds that the plan was inconsistent with the town's conservation laws.
I have been for many years familiar with what I think is a very unfortunate conflict of these environmental goals.
Michelle Donato is the land use lawyer representing the environmental groups. New Jersey offers renewable energy credits to those willing to invest in solar. With these kinds of financial incentives, Donato says, companies like KDC can be short-sighted when it comes to the environmental impact of a solar project.
They just went slam dunk for the theory that it's better to have this power from solar than it is to have the forest. And they didn't consider alternatives.
Those alternatives include building a solar farm above Great Adventure's giant parking lot. The groups argue it would generate power and keep customers' cars from baking in the summer sun. It's a suggestion that's been made both by environmental groups and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, which offered to buy the land from Great Adventure back in May. Great Adventure wouldn't comment on this story and has not explained why it doesn't consider building a solar canopy over its parking lot. But it may have something to do with the many challenges of installing this type of system.
The issues in dealing with a parking lot is you want to make sure that you are putting something in that is safe and durable and not interrupting the flow of traffic or the usability of the parking lot.
David Froelich is the director of business development for Solaire Generation, the company that installed a canopy solar system over 28 acres of parking lot at Rutgers University. Froelich says it's about 30% more expensive to install solar in a parking lot than in an open field. Instead of paying for itself in 4 or 5 years, it may take 7 or 8. But Froelich says there are still reasons to consider doing it.
So if you put solar into a parking lot, it's still a parking lot. It's just a better parking lot, one with shade, some protection from the elements, and it's a power plant. You know, one of the things about putting solar onto a field is that it's no longer a field. It's now a solar farm.
The parking lot of Great Adventure could use some shade.
And I was just wondering, I know it's so hot. I know you guys are on your way in, but just...
Ricardo Barreto and Elena Chaudhry are walking across the pavement in 88-degree heat to get to the park entrance. Barreto doesn't like the idea of chopping down trees to go solar.
It's a mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would feel
If they can do less than that or even none at all and still get and the same solar power, then yeah, that'd be good.
Environmentalists hope the lawsuit will delay Great Adventure long enough that Jackson residents rally against the plan. For WHYY News, I'm Katie Heiler.